Hello, life bookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in to the first Life Note of 2020, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. I'm your host, Jordan River, and today's Life Note is Food, What the Heck Should I Eat? By Dr. Mark Hyman, summarized by Lene Lightfoot. As always, we'll begin with a quote. What you put on your fork is the most important thing you do every day. It influences your capacity to live a rich, energetic, connected, soulful life. A life in which you have the energy to care for yourself, to love your friends and family, to help your neighbor, to fully show up for your work in the world, and to live your dreams. If you enjoy real, whole, fresh foods that you cook using real ingredients, you are positively affecting everything around you. Core concept. Food is integral to all parts of life, and its central purpose is to nourish and heal us. As the most important medicine available to us, food is so important that it's worth studying it for ourselves rather than following fad diets and obsessing over the confusing, conflicting advice of the latest recommendations. Most diseases could be avoided by eating the right, real, unprocessed foods. Diets and food myths too often steal health from us, but a scientifically informed approach to eating can heal us. The science of nutrition shows us that a diet that combines aspects of vegan and paleo plans, focusing on real, organic foods, is the path to wellness, as well as to solving many of our planet's troubles. In today's Life Notes, we'll explore big thoughts like, food is fundamental. The food industry is always trying to give us easy options that are actually damaging our health. Food is medicine and worth learning about for ourselves. A healthful diet is comprised of organic, locally grown, real foods, and more. So let's dive right in. Food is fundamental. Quote, food exists specifically to energize, heal, repair, and uplift us. Every bite you take is a powerful opportunity to create health or promote disease. End quote. Food is medicine, information, and connection. It controls almost everything that happens in your body. Food connects us to one another, to our cultures, and to our world. Good food heals, preventing our most common diseases, from dementia and heart disease to hormonal and menstrual problems. For example, 80% of healthcare spending in the United States goes towards the treatment of chronic lifestyle diseases that could be prevented and often reversed by better eating. This is the gift science has given us in recent years. Study after study proves that food can promote health and heal disease. Yet most doctors still don't study nutrition. Dr. Hyman's field, functional medicine, asks why about disease rather than just what, and treats the underlying cause with food. The food industry is always trying to give us easier options that are actually damaging to our health. Quote, my food rule is that if there are health claims on the label, what's inside is probably unhealthy. End quote. Whole grain breakfast cereals filled with sugar. Cool Whip with zero trans fat. Industrialized food has borrowed the language of health to sell poison. Many food consumers have bought these false claims, relying on products that come in boxes or cans. Even for consumers who are actively seeking to eat more healthfully, fad diets trick them into paying for high-priced food products that are not real food at all. Vegan, paleo, vegetarian, Mediterranean, raw, ketogenic, high-fat, low-fat, omnivore, special restrictions are all the rage, and each new health low can send you running for the next plan. But sometimes the plans are just designed to sell you new products, whether that's highly processed snacks that meet the restrictions or the latest book or nutritional coaching package. Food is medicine, so it's worth learning about for ourselves. Quote, I've been studying nutrition for 35 years, and even the experts are confused by the science. If the people we look to for nutritional guidance keep changing their views, it's no wonder that the rest of us are befuddled and mystified. End quote. It's impossible to keep humans in controlled environments over many years in order to identify exactly how different foods are affecting them. For this reason, studying nutrition means weighing many different kinds of evidence. Unfortunately, much of food research is funded by the food industry and is highly politicized by food and agricultural lobbies. so much is at stake. The United States, for example, faces a healthcare crisis, escalating federal debt due to chronic disease, an achievement gap rooted in childhood obesity and food-related illness, a shortage of physically fit military recruits, environmental degradation and climate change thanks to industrial agriculture, and inequality rooted in part in the ill effects of unregulated food marketing that targets poor minority communities with addictive, unhealthy foods. A healthful diet is comprised of organic, locally grown, real foods. It excludes sugar, gluten, processed foods, and artificial drinks. Quote, "If we all tapped into our common sense, we would agree that we should be eating real, whole, local, when possible, fresh, unadulterated, unprocessed, chemical-free food." End quote. Food, what the heck should I eat, deserves a deeper dive. Each kind of food group gets its own chapter, and each chapter integrates a guide for shopping according to environmental and ethical principles, ending with lists of what to eat and what to avoid. Here's a quick overview. When it comes to meat, what matters to our health is what the animal has been fed. Grass-fed, locally grown beef, not overcooked, is a healthy side dish, especially organs, which are rich in nutrients. We should avoid supporting the conventional meat industry with its legacy of contributing to climate change and abusing animals and workers. But there aren't good health reasons to avoid high-quality, sustainably raised organic meat. Chicken meat and eggs are medicinal so long as they're harvested from pasture-raised chickens. Chicken is no better for the heart than beef, and eggs do not raise bad cholesterol levels. But the factory farming of chickens is a nightmare. Do the work to learn how to read labels and avoid supporting this industry. There are few nutritional benefits to drinking milk, and modest benefits to consuming small amounts of yogurt and kefir, butter and cheese. Goat's milk is a better cheese source than cow's. But dairy brings with it so much harm to the body and the planet that it should be restricted in a healthful, ethical diet. Fish, eaten 3 times a week, provides essential omega-3 fats. Wild-caught fish is best. Smaller fish are less toxic. Vegetables should provide the bulk of your diet. Limit starchy vegetables, but eat the rest as much as possible, especially the unpopular ones because they're the most nutritious. Spinach, asparagus, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, radishes, artichokes, collard greens, and kale. Seaweed and fermented veggies offer great nutritional benefits. Nightshades are inflammatory for some. Eat fresh, locally grown organic fruit, like watermelon and berries, in limited quantities. Overproduced fruit doesn't provide much nutritional benefit. High-fat diets increase weight loss, but focus on unrefined vegetables and animal fats. Beans are environmentally friendly, but not wildly nutritious. Eat organic beans and avoid canned beans. Avoid gluten. Rice and most grains shouldn't be the center of your diet. Even oatmeal raises blood sugar. Eat gluten-free quinoa and organic unprocessed corn, but limit grains in general. Avoid grains completely if you have diabetes, autoimmune disease, digestive complications, or bloating. Eat 1 or 2 handfuls of organic nuts and seeds a day. All sugar is addictive and terrible for the environment and for you. Drink water, avoid soda and sports drinks, and switch to green tea. Avoid processed foods, including those with MSG, ingredients you don't recognize, flavorings and colorings, genetically modified ingredients, basically anything that comes in a package and isn't whole and organic. And finally, learn to use spices and herbs like turmeric and ginger for their anti-inflammatory powers. Oregano and other spices can be antibacterial and antifungal. Food is a medicine you can use to reset your body using simple nutritional principles and some supplementation. A simple diet combining aspects of vegan and paleo approaches is the best way to go. Quote, "The first step is to eliminate the junk," end quote. A 10-day detox eliminating sugar, processed food, and inflammatory foods can help to reset your system. Eat only real whole foods that nourish you, non-starchy veggies, low glycemic fruit, small amounts of animal protein, fresh or canned fatty fish, healthy fats and nuts. Dr. Hyman recommends supplementing with a good multivitamin, fish oil, vitamin D3, magnesium glycinate, chromium, alpha-lipoic acid, cinnamon, green tea catechins, and zinc. Relax, move, and sleep well. After your detox, every 3 days, add back a potentially inflammatory food like gluten or goat milk cheese and notice how your body responds. Follow the pillars of the Pegan diet, paleo and vegan, gearing its principles to what you discover. And make sure to get tested to make sure your approach is bio-individual, geared towards what will work for you. This was a life note for Food, What the Heck Should I Eat? By Dr. Mark Hyman. I hope you found it to be inspiring and informational. I look forward to bringing you more life notes and helping you achieve your life vision one category at a time. Until next time, thanks so much for listening. Here's to a 12-category smart life.